start my class today reviewing what is happening here and our role. When I say our role, all of you who is hearing it, take a personal responsibility to convey this news to all of our people. Chaitanya, Hazare US, you are following my lecture clearly? Yes. What I want is, when I say my people, I am not saying Ramakrishna's people or XYZ's people. I said those who have already understood these two fundamental tools that Param Pooja Gurudev has handed over to us to get a complete transformation in the world. The two tools are the Gayatri Mantra and the Yajna Vidhi. These are the two tools. This is what all of us must convey and understand every time when we talk something about this program. We are not talking as Gayatri Parivar people or Shanti Kunji people or someone who is a devotee of Param Pooja Gurudev, but we are talking about those people who utilize Gayatri Mantra and the Yajna Vidhi as a tool for bringing a beautiful heaven on earth. Gayatri Mantra and Yajna Vidya, these are the tools which we are using. When these tools we are using, we should know the details of what these tools mean. In this connection, regarding Yajna Vidya, I told you about the difference between Havana Vidhi, Yajna Vidhi, Mahayajna Vidhi and the Medha Yajnas. You have to be very clear about this concept of Yajna, exactly what we want to achieve by doing Yajna. The Vedanta, the spiritualists, the rishis, the sages, the mystics, the saints, the prophets, in all religions say one thing in common, that this world is made up of five principles. Many people say it as the five elements, the panchabhutas, but I always want to clearly say the five principles. TSLM Prasad, hello.
Bhaskari.
That is Bhaskari, okay. All of you are following? I'm waiting for Ongol people to say yes. No capital is coming from them. I think they are not able to hear the speech. It doesn't matter. Yeah, right. First understand and then preach. Chaitanya, you are right. The five principles of which the world is made up of are known as the space, the air, the fire, the water, and the earth. These are the five principles. And now, what we are supposed to understand is, along with these five principles, we have the five elements. What exactly we mean by these technical words, principles and elements? Principles are the tattvas, and elements are the bhutas. So we have the panchatattvas and the panchabhutas, the principles and the elements, the tattvas and the bhutas. Very clear about the nomenclature in Sanskrit and English. Tattvas are the principle. Tattvamu, principle. Bhutamu, I am not saying about a demon, a bhuta. But why it is called bhutas are, they are the past of that principle. The bhutas are the past tense of the tattvas. First the air principle must be there, and then the vayu bhuta will be there. Bhuta is coming out of it, the past tense of it. So be very clear about these pancha principles, the five principles, the pancha tattvas. Again I am repeating for you to know and utilize it only in this way. When we call pancha tattvas, we mean the five principles. Pancha tattvas, five principles. Pancha tattvas, five principles. The tattvas are the cause. And out of the tattvas, we get the emanation of the elements, the bhutas. So out of the pancha tattvas, we have the pancha bhutas, the five elements. Pancha bhutas, the five elements. Pancha tattvas, the five principles. Pancha bhutas, the five elements. And tattvas are subtle when compared to the bhutas. So when we call it as the prudhi tattva, we are talking about the sukshma prudhi, subtle earth. And when we talk about prudhi bhuta, we are talking about the physical manifestation of the subtle earth. All of you are now very clear about the tattvas and bhutas. I am asking the question. Aruna says yes. Padmaja says yes. Shivachandana says yes. Chaitanya, of course he said yes, but in Hindi, G. Sri Lakshmi Atluri says yes. Okay. Bhaskari has not replied. Ungol people, are they hearing it? Anyway. These five principles are transformed into five elements by the process of the Yajnaviti. That is exactly what the Yajna does. This is what you have to understand. The tremendous, powerful, sensitive, but very, very, very powerful tool where the five tattvas are converted into the five bhutas. The five principles are converted into the five elements. The process, the technology we use is the yajna, the havana, the mahayajna, and the medha yajna, namely Rajamedha, Gomedha, Naramedha, Sarvamedha, and of course, all of them combined together for the grand explosion of Ashwamedha. This is what you have to remember and understand, that whenever you are doing an yajna, the principles are being converted into elements. All of you clear? Can you write the complete sentence? The yajna vidhana, the yajna technology converts pancha tattvas to pancha bhutas. The five elements to the five, sorry, the five principles to the five elements, or the five elements are precipitated, crystallized by the process of yajna, the five principles. Anyone? The five principles transformed into five, what five? Elements, right. That is the yajna. So this, you can, all of you can write down, that the yajna technology is the process where the five principles, and in brackets you can write as five tattvas, so that we know the Vedantic and the Hindu language also for the five principles, how we are using it. The five principles are transformed into five elements, the panchabhutas, three yajna. And now, everything in the world is a combination in different relationships and proportions. That is why it is known as the prapancha, the five which are become very famous. pra means you are expert in it. Siddhi, and when an expert in Siddhi, he gets prasiddhi. Pra means an expertise in handling a particular thing. So prapancha means an expertise in handling the five. So in this universe, where these five are combined together as if they are united together, as if a song, because the subtlest of these five principles is the space, the akasha. Be very, very clear and understand what I am trying to convey to you. I am conveying the technology of yajna. The principle of yajna is five tattvas, the five principles are transformed into five elements. So the prapancha, the world, is nothing but a universe of the five principles. Why we call it universe? Because all these five principles, when you analyze them and try to understand them, they have their own measuring system. You can measure a principle. For example, if you want to measure a length, you always use a scale. The process of measuring these five principles is what is known as the Jnanendriyas, the knowledge indriyas. Therefore, how do we measure the principle called space? We know the Rishi said it is the sound which is the measure of space. Nada, sound, shabdamu. So, if you want to know how much space you have, that shabda gives you an idea. Many people ask, how is it possible to measure the space through shabda? Or to be more accurate, through words. Self-evident, when I say a cat and when I use a word elephant, don't you have that the cat is a smaller one, occupying a smaller space than an elephant? So these words, we have a very clear understanding. In these two words, or when you talk about an animal, when you talk about a word pen, in any language, don't worry about the language. Every language, when a word is uttered, it has an idea behind it, how much space it is going to occupy. Even a single letter, for example, say, I will say letter A, you know how much space it occupies. And when I say write it 108 times, you know how much space it occupies. So each shabda, each nada, each sound vibration gives us a principle, a system, an instrument to measure how much space it occupies. And this space shabda principle, when it is converted into an element, so when a pada, a word, is converted into an element, it becomes the meaning of the sound. That is why we say pada, dha, the matter. Now you are understanding the simple, subtle word combination has its representative as padartha, matter. All of you understood this explanation of space, sound, measuring principle, pada and padartha? And what I want all of you is to make short notes. Then all of you send to each other And when you get these short notes from others, you try to understand what is missing in it and what you can add. So every one of you, those who are hearing this, should form your own notes and communicate with each other. And I should know those communications. Pada, padarth, word has become matter. This is the space. In Yajna, we use a very, very, very specific pada, what is known as mantra. Later I will come to mantra too, tomorrow or day after tomorrow. Today I want to finish the basics of the five tattvas and the five bhutas. Slowly, by some principle of its own, the space starts vibrating because of the sound, of course. And this vibration that is created in the space is known as air, vayu. So what happened? The subtle space has now become physically experienceable. The air you can experience physically, you can't experience space. And now, your experience of air can be done only with your skin. Depending upon the sensitivity of your skin, you know how much air it is there. Whether more air, or short air, or a cool air, or a hot air, or a penetrating air, or whatever it is. Therefore, the measuring system, the measuring rod which we use to measure air principle is the touch. Space principle is sound, shabda. Air principle is touch. The touch principle, of course, in Yajna, you have so many instruments, so many things that we offer into the fire, we take it out of the fire, the heat of the fire, the coolness of the water. All these are the touch principle, the air principle which we are using in the area. So the air principle, vayu tattva, is converted into the vayu bhuta, the physically experienceable air element. You remember the difference between the air element and the air principle. You can't capture the air principle, but you are measuring it by touch. That is the element. Now all of you understood space and air. Space is called akasha. Air is called vayu. And now the vibrations increase, became more coarse. When I say increase, I mean the vibration for space has become a bit coarse, it has become air, vayu. It becomes more coarse, more rough towards matter. And then we get Agni, the fire principle. The fire principle has two specific measuring instruments. One is color and the other is shape. It is the fire which gives the shape. Even when you are trying to, what we say, clay, mud into a pot, you know the process. You have to mix the earth with water and then put it in fire. The fire gives you the shape. So the measuring of the amount of fire in ourselves or in anything depends on its shape and of course its color. So whenever the principle of shape and color manifests itself, you get a physical shape and a physical color. The relationship between Agni principle, the five principles, and the five elements. A specific shape and a specific color is a bhuta, an element, which is not physical, but which you can imagine. You are sure when you are talking about an elephant. You have your own image of your size, shape of the element and its color. That is the Agni principle which you are using. And when there is really a manifestation of elephant in the physical plane, which you can touch, see and move, it is the Agni Bhuta. Again I repeat, space, sound, akasha, shabda, that is one. Then you have the air, vayu, its measuring process is touch. And Agni, fire, its measuring rod is shape and color. Then we go to much coarser vibration than fire. That is water, jala tattva, the water principle. And its measuring is by taste, ruchi. And you have a mental taste also, a finer aspect of the coarser taste. You taste the physical fruit, and you have your own tastes in life, what is known as abhiruchi, your tastes of life. So whenever the taste aspect is there, it is the water principle. And finally, we come to the earth principle, where it takes the physical concrete shape of earth, solid. There is no flow, no fluidity, it is fixed. And very, very interesting thing about the earth principle is its measuring scale is known as the scent, gandha, the smell. So utilizing the sound, the touch, the shape and color, the taste and the smell, in a subtle way, by which we put into the flames of yajna, we create it physically. In Mahabharata, when the king Drupad was irritated by Dronacharya, he performed a yajna, and it is said that both Draupadi and her brother Dushyadrumna came out of fire. Literally, the physical bodies of these two, brother and sister, the sons of Draupadi and Drushtadyumna, literally they came out, and it is possible even now. If you know how to combine the prapancha, the sound, the touch, the shape and color, the taste and smell, the principles, and its measuring rods, if you can utilize properly, you can get anything you want out of this technology of yajna. So this is where I stop. And this concept that exactly what my people are trying to do is to utilize yajna and Gayatri as a tool to create whatever they want. That is why Parampuja Gurudev and the Shastras say Kamadhuk Saha yajna praja srishtva puro vacha prajapati anena prasavishvadvam esavo stvishta kamadhit. So whenever you utilize this yajna process where the five principles are converted into five bhutas, you can get what you want in whatever form you want. And tomorrow I will tell you about Gayatri, but don't forget what I have told in the previous classes. Make a notes of it, personal notes, convey it to each other and make a final note. and giving this responsibility to all of them who have held this. It is a very, very, very important tool for us. So yesterday I told you about the difference between Havan, Yajna and Mahayajna. I told you about the Medha Yajnas, and I have told you about the relationship between the four watches of Parampuja Gurudev: Samajhdari, Zimmedari, Bahaduri, Imandari, and how the Medha Yajna is related to it. So all these things you must share, and you must increase your concepts, and slowly within 3 or 4 days I will talk about how the Satra Yaga will create a brilliant, glorious 21st century and bring heaven on earth. Jai Gurudev. Any questions? The class is over. Half an hour. 3 minutes more. Yeah, not exactly new motto, but in another form, just as by the understanding of carbon, hydrogen, oxygen and nitrogen, the organic people are creating almost 10,000 new substances every day. Similarly, by Yajna, you can create, but actually it is not new matter, but a new combination of 5 tattvas. Chaitanya got the point? Yes. You have any doubts, you can ask. Don't hesitate to ask. I have no limits. I just said I have finished my class. And you can take me to your classes. What Madhuri says, law of conservation of matter and energy, yes. And Sri Lakshmi Atluri says, what are my... These are personal questions. You can create your own window and ask. All of you understood the thing? Anything personal you want to ask, create your own thing and ask the question there. I will answer it by typing. Am I clear, Sri Lakshmi? The question is naturally... is exactly, you have to monitor. It is your responsibility. But you create your own personal window, I don't know what they call. You tell her, Usha? So that they can understand. Type it. Okay. Sri Lakshmi, you are getting your answer. Type it. Alagi undi, not improved. But, opike ekku gandhi. Chaitanya Hazare says, so basically, Achha, 305, just a personal question from Shivachandana. 305 in BDR is a replica of 205. 205 is where Vijaya Vishwanath stays or the Shanti Kunj? Shanti Kunj. For Shiva answer, Shiva Chandana answer, the Nairuti. Nairuti angle. It's okay, they can, all of them can hear, but. It's okay, it happens. I mean, we cannot create Draupadi, but can we create one speck of dust? I never said that you cannot Draupadi. You can create Draupadis and Dushtadyumnas if you know the technique, because cloning is so important and you know the technique. If in computers you can copy whatever you want, thousands of copies, what do you mean, Chaitanya, that we cannot create Draupadi? You can, but you know, in what proportion the sounds must be used so that Draupadi comes out of it, and just because it is a bit difficult. A technology, even though I wanted to tell it later, but because Chaitanya has asked it, he has almost understood exactly that how to create, creation we call it Srishti. And how to create is Prati Srishti. And do you know that Gayatri Mantra is the tool with which a Srishti can be countered with Prati Srishti? Chaitanya, you know this aspect? So that is why Gayatri Mantra is being used. That is why in Yajna we use the Gayatri Mantra to create a Prati Srishti. And what type of Prati Srishti? A heaven on earth. With that thought, we are giving the ahuti. Naturally, the Prati Srishti will come. That is why we say that every week, all of us should do 108 ahutis, Gayatri Havan. And those who can't do it, at least 24 ahutis. But they should follow all the steps. Sanshipta Gayatri Havan Vidhi, you have to follow step by step, because in technology, any one step is gone, the creation is gone. Chaitanya got the answer. I think all of you got the answer. To Shanku, case, send a photo. Photo. 305 photo. Chaitanya, what has asked all of you, Sri Lakshmi and Madhuri, Chandana, all of you are following? What is a very, very pertinent and to the point question that Chaitanya has asked? That is why probably he is Hazare, 1000 times better than me. That is why he is Hazare. Thank you, Chaitanya, for that question. You already understood what I am going to tell tomorrow. Now that because Chaitanya, the thousand, is taking the roads on his hand, you contact the Param Pujya Gurudev's Gayatri Mantra chanting website. I think Usha will give it. If all of you know it, please type yes. There is a web where I am asking people to chant Gayatri Mantra with Param Pujya Gurudev. You will see there Param Pujya Gurudev himself saying that when you chant with me, every chant becomes 1000 times multiplied. That's why Hazare is there. Continue, Peacock, as said. And now all of you in the conference, all of you understood what I am telling you. From today, as soon as you close it, go to the website, chant Gayatri Mantra with Param Pujya Gurudev. I think they have kept it 108 times. It takes about 8 minutes. But it doesn't mind. If you can't do it for 8 minutes, at least do for 2 minutes every day. But you have to do that. And then every week on a holiday, you do the Gayatri Havan. Everyone personally, you do it. And those who are interested, every week you ask. No. You don't worry, Shivachandana, about 108 times and 45 minutes. I am saying just to do it for 5 minutes with Guruji, or whatever time you want to give. I am not interested in 108 times in 45 minutes. I am interested that every day you chant Gayatri Mantra with his tone, with his voice, every day. And if you can do it for 45 minutes, it is okay. but I need only 5 minutes. Don't do more than that. All my people are ordered not to cross the 5 minute time period. However, whatever may be the number of vibrations or mantras, you are chanting this Gayatri mantra, it is multiplied 1,000 times. Yes, one dose. Yes, tarvata one dose only. Now, Chaitanya wanted something special question, one key question. What is it, Chaitanya? Sure, I will. Tomorrow I will do it. Hota, Brahma, Advaryu and Ritvik. If we imagine that we are chanting with Gurudev in the back of your mind, does that make a difference? Does it have any importance? I mean, let's say we hear the mantra for 30 minutes. It keeps repeating in our heads, so we can follow it. I advise only 5 minutes, because we can eat only what we can digest. But if you want to do it for 30 minutes, it's okay. But my advice is the other 25 minutes, use it to explain this to something or to somebody. Because Parampuja Gurudev's order is that this should reach the masses. Everyone in the world should know and hear about it. Whether he does it or not is something else. Parampuja Gurudev always used to give a very rough example. People in the cinema hall give an advertisement that a cinema is being shown. That's all. Who comes and who goes? Similarly, we have to see that this Yajna and Gayatri mantra with this background goes to the masses, to everyone in the world. What Chaitanya says is, if you hear a good song, we keep hearing it in the back of our heads. It is not a song. You remember, Chaitanya, that it is a technology, it is an instrument. And just because you have a scooter, do you go on continuously using it? You will use it only when you need to do something. Until unless you have some specific, what is known as parayana or sadhana, for 9 days or so, then that time limit you can break. But if not, I always advise people, only 5 minutes. And weekly one yajna, it takes around 40 minutes or so. This is a must for every one of us, with this understanding. And all this I am talking now, every day, you should have your own notes, exchange your notes, and finally, give a complete form to the notes. Anyone else? Tomorrow I will tell you the role of Hota, Brahma, Advaryu and Ritvik. Anything more? Any questions? Okay. Madhuri, I am talking about the tanmatras. Matra means measure. Tan means that. So the tanmatra of akasha is shabda. Tanmatra means the measuring principle. Its measure. Tanmatra, its measure. Madhuri, got the answer? Now you understood tanmatra? How does sound measure akasha? I want a small cup of tea. I want a huge cup of tea. Does it give you an idea by the sound small and huge about the space it occupies? Madhuri? I say an ant. And I say a lion. Which is bigger? I think ant is bigger. How did you know it? Now, how does sound measure akasha? You got it? Akasha means the space it occupies. But of course, depending upon your experiences, the space may differ. But the relativity will not differ. Ant will be a small space, a lion will be a bigger space, an elephant will be certainly a bigger space, even in a small scale photo. Aruna is giving something, yes, she is right. Madhuri got your answer, and just don't accept if you, what's that? But we know they are big because we see them, not because of sound. Yeah. That's where the Agni principle comes. That is why we say it is the prapancha. Prapancha means in whatever we say, even in the shabda, you know, you have the taste. You have the water. So, when I am concentrating on a particular thing in prapancha, that only means the other four are there, but I am telling about one aspect. You cannot differentiate or separate these five. That's an interesting question. If all these five are intertwined, how do we decide a tadmatra? It depends on what is your purpose. For example, somebody says, I am bringing a TV and a color TV with that, and somehow he is able to bring it on, so you are able to see it also. And he asks, I am bringing a TV, then what is the first thing you think about? Madhuri, he is bringing a TV. Why shape? Where to put it? That is your first question is, if he brings the TV and I have to see it, where should I keep it? Right? And then where do you keep it? Naturally, you will ask its size. Is it not? So what is the determining aspect in deciding to place the TV? The space, and because of the space, depends on size. But size, you know, is the Agni principle. And the space is the Akasha principle. But you are given more important, because it is a TV, you have a rough idea of an average TV. You think about the Akasha principle. But the TV is physically present also. It has a Prithvi principle also. Got the answer, Madhuri? All these five are intertwined, but how do we decide the tanmatra according to our need? Taste principle. It depends on what type of channel you want to see. Your taste in the channel, that is the exact word we use. And that is why in the psychological aspect, the taste is known as abhiruchi. Narayan Rao said it, mental taste is okay. And nobody is asking me the most important thing which I could not have answered is, what is the smell of the TV? And that is the Prithvi principle. Madhuri, you have to answer it. I also don't have a ready-made answer. Of course, I can convince, but maybe I will be able to tell you something authentic tomorrow. Any more questions? Yeah, the physical presence of TV, you can smell it, you know. That is what the physical presence says, but I don't know whether we can smell it, but probably the dog says they can smell it. Even a physical substance, if it smells, the dog can lead us to that particular... So Gandha is taking to the physical concept. Maybe in that way, our noses are more important than what we are giving it to. It's very interesting. We'll have to think about it. How is it linked with smell? Chaitanya says it will be linked to the smell which was prevalent to that time. Chaitanya's answer is okay. We'll have to think about it. All of you, this is the question. And you always remember that Prudhi's One Sanskrit name is Sugandha. Sugandha. And why Prithvi is called Sugandha, now I think you can understand. Okay? Tomorrow? But please, all of you, make notes, understand the subject, because in Satrayaga, from 21st to May 9th, I think, I am going to give a real, real scientific approach so that we can predict what results we are going to get from different branches of sadhakas. So 21st to 11th May. That's why these notes, even though a few of us are hearing, see that every one of this aspect, the finalized copy, exchange of these notes each other, make a final copy, and all these final copies of every day, give the date and also give the source from which it is coming, because it is a land of new zeal, nutana utsaha. It smells new zeal, you know. That's why it is very important. You tell the source also. Okay, Jai Gurudev. Next class at 6 a.m. tomorrow, yes. Every day at 6 a.m. it will be there. Can the notes be posted in Mission Morke groups? Of course, you people decide. But I am more interested in, do you people become teachers in that class? From 21st to May 9, May 11th. It is not just posting it and forgetting about it. You people must become experts in this particular aspect. And when you come to the class tomorrow, you just tell me the status of these notes before I begin the class. So that will be a demand from me. Those who are really working, attend the class. I'm going to blackmail you soon. Madhuri, what? Can you post the audio of these speeches in Missionary? Why not? Okay, can I close? And those who are interested in my personal talk can continue. I will give a few minutes for that also, personal windows. But this conference window is being closed. Jai Gurudev. And